AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Hurricane Joaquin is getting stronger, says Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center.
It's become a Category 3 hurricane as it nears the central Bahamas. We expect it to move near or over the central and portions of the northwest Bahamas during the next day or two.
Forecasters say that area could see total rain accumulations of 10 to 15 inches because of the storm. The storm is expected to head toward the east coast of the U.S. early next week. October 1st marks the start of the fiscal year for the U.S. government. Lawmakers managed to come up with a budget plan, which the president has signed, keeping the government open for now. The measure expires December 11th. Democratic Congresswoman Betty McCollum says the extreme right wing of the Republican Party played hardball to allow the government to remain open.
The cost of extraction by the Republican extremists for this three-month clean CR was the resignation of Speaker Boehner, a good man who has served this House honorably.
Political candidates report every 3 months how much money's been donated to their campaigns. For Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton, the total is $28 million. Bernie Sanders close behind at about $26 million. Republican Ben Carson, a newbie to the political scene, raised more than $20 million in the past quarter.
The pundits all said that we would never be able to mount a national campaign for financial reasons. But here we are approaching 600,000 donations. The people have gotten involved. And that's something I think they probably never anticipated.
The head of the Syrian National Council opposition group, Khaled Khoja, says they view Russian airstrikes in Syria as a sign of occupation.
The Russian occupation will be met with a liberation movement from the Syrian people. And we have the right to do this.
This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State Kerry says the U.S. is prepared to welcome Russia's actions in Syria if they're directed at the Islamic State group and al-Qaeda. Afghan government troops have been pushing into the northern city of Kunduz, which was captured by the Taliban earlier this week, forcing the insurgents to retreat. At this hour, a new era begins in Oregon. AP correspondent Jonathan Cooper reports from Portland.
It's the first day that any adult over 21 years of age can purchase marijuana. Oregon's the third state to allow recreational users, not just medical users, to go into a store and buy marijuana.
Until January, sales will even be tax-free, a savings of up to 20%. Some dispensaries open just after midnight to get a head start on sales. A California woman badly burned by an exploding electronic cigarette has been awarded nearly $2 million by a jury in a product liability suit. Jennifer Reese of Corona was driving when she plugged in her VapSig e-charger, and it spewed hot metal.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.